Well, around 10,000 health professionals are on strike today over an ongoing pay equity dispute. The health workers include anaesthetic and laboratory technicians, dental assistants and alcohol and drug counsellors. Now, the industrial action will disrupt services and comes after unhappiness last week elsewhere in the health sector when the government decided to leave nurses off its priority group on the immigration green list. Now, of course, normally we'd be speaking to the Prime Minister at this time this morning, but she's at home isolating until Saturday after contracting COVID-19. Standing in for Jacinda Ardern this morning is Senior Minister Megan Woods. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
Now, firstly, how is the Prime Minister?
She's doing okay. As she describes on the weekend, she's got moderate symptoms. But she is settling down for a week of isolation like many New Zealanders have had to do.
And not working, not chairing cabinet today, I understand.
What we've made the decision is she's got some pretty hefty obligations later in the week, need to take this on a day-by-day basis. She does have COVID, as she repeatedly tells everyone else. That actually people do need to rest when they have COVID. But look, obviously she's really gutted not to be in Parliament this week. It's a pretty big week and we're gutted not to have her there.
Mm. The US trip, of course, which is looming later this month, could that be in doubt?
Look, at this stage, there are no changes that have been made to that. At this stage, everything's proceeding as planned, but of course everything has to be, you know, assessed as we go through this.
But it's not, at this stage, delaying the original departure date, for example?
At this stage, no. No changes have been made to that original departure date.
OK, well, of course, we do wish her the best in getting well, and indeed anyone else who's got COVID-19 out there this morning. If we can talk about the health sector, these 10,000 health workers on strike today. The payoff for being described as the union as a kick in the guts. It's not good enough, is it?
Look, I think it's disappointing we've got into the situation that it has come to a strike. I think one of the things that are really getting meshed up together in this is the issues around pay equity and the pay offer itself. So the offer that was put to the union on Friday, and then the union came back around some of the discussions around when it is that pay equity would start being counted from. So I think one of the things that absolutely needs to be done is that we need to disentangle those two things. Obviously, this is a group of workers that for a very long time has been underpaid, and pay equity is a separate process from the normal round of wage negotiations.
Nonetheless, though, there seems to be a difficulty here with the ERA, the Employment Relations Authority report. Facilitators recommended that, or there were various recommendations made. They've not been made public, but government ministers saying that they can see a resolution to the dispute through these recommendations. So why is it not happening?
Well, I think, as I said, it really goes to those issues around pay equity and the process that needs to be begun there.
Why is that so hard, though?
Look, as a government, we want to address these long-running disparities with the pay that a lot of those allied health workers have, and the way to do that is through a pay equity process. We're keen to get it off the ground, and look, we want the DHBs who are negotiating with the union to keep working through these issues.
And the system can cope?
The system will cope. Obviously, having health workers on strike is never a good thing, but the reassurance that the Minister of Health has is that plans have been put in place for this.
As the union is asking for, should negotiations be handed over to Health New Zealand, effectively the interim agency, because they've lost faith?
Well, of course, in the short to medium term, that Health New Zealand will need to pick this up. But at the moment, the employer is the DHBs, but as you know, that we are making those changes to the system, and this will ultimately be an issue that Health New Zealand will need to pick up.
If I can also have a quick word about nurses. Is there going to be a reconsideration around nurses on the immigration pathway group?
So, of course, nurses are included in the green list that was released last week, in the immigration reset.
But they cannot get the residency immediately, like, for example, doctors can. So is there going to be any looking at that again? Perhaps that didn't land in the right place.
Look, I think it did land in the right place, Susie, that what we've had is a vast improvement on the system that was in place. We've gone from having nurses on the regional skills list with, I think it was one category of nurses that were eligible there, for it being expanded out to 13 different categories of nursing professions. And also, there are clear pathways to residency. And what we're saying to people, what we're saying to nurses that move here, is that you're welcome, we want you to come here, but we want you to work for 2 years in the profession, not the same job. People are able to move between jobs, but actually stay in the nursing profession.
Are they able to stay? Are they able to move between sectors, though? Or if you come into aged care, you have to stay in aged care?
Look, I'm not actually sure on that detail. I would imagine that staying in the sector, but we'll need to clarify that for you. But the critical thing is what employers have been telling us is that historically that we have seen some people enter under these categories and not stay in the profession per se. So I don't think it's unreasonable to say to people, we really want you to come and live in New Zealand. We want you to be part of our health system. But we want you to work in the system for 2 years.
But isn't it treating nurses, though, from overseas? Inevitably, it's treating them the way you've set it up differently to doctors. So you're treating them as a different class of citizen, effectively.
Look, I don't think that's correct or accurate, Susie. I think what we've worked on is evidence that we've had feedback from employers in the sector around people and making sure they do stay in the jobs that they're getting their visas for residency to come and work in. I think if people say they want to come and live in New Zealand because they're a nurse, and they want to work in that profession, I don't think it's unreasonable to say, that's great, welcome, but we ask that you work for 2 years, and then there's a guaranteed pathway to residency. I think we have to bear in mind this is a vast improvement on the system that was in place before the reset last week.
Appreciate your time this morning. Megan Woods there, standing in for Jacinda Ardern this morning.